Hey, this is Barry Friedman back with another interview in our series of interviews with men who have done the New Warrior Training Adventure. And today we're speaking with Jeremy Krieger, who is in Northern California. And Jeremy, say hello and a couple sentences about yourself before we get going.
Awesome, awesome. How's it going? Thank you for having me. I'm super stoked and honored to be doing this interview. Let's see, some stuff about myself. I'm the oldest of six boys. My mom pretty much raised all of us herself most of the time. So in a lot of senses, you know, there's plenty of masculine or male energy in my family, but nothing as far as like a masculine role model and how to be masculine and, you know, and all that. So,
well, in regards to the Mankind Project, the New Warrior Training Adventure, when and where did you do your weekend?
I did my weekend in Santa Cruz Mountains, Camp Creme, 2010, January.
Nice.
Yeah.
And when you went into that weekend, what did you know about it? Did you go into the weekend with any kind of concerns or objections?
You know, I didn't know much about it. All I knew really is that one of my really good long-term friends, Tony DiNicci, and you know, he's been my he's been a friend, a coworker, and a mentor, a meditation teacher for me. And he went through the program. I think give or take a year before me or something like that. And he's just, you know, all into it and is loving the leadership track of it. And so he really just had to introduce it to me. And because I really like workshops, seminars, and events, anywhere I can do some personal growth, I just kind of, you know, have no expectations and just jump full in with, you know, the intentions to learn and have fun and, you know, get what I can out of it. So I didn't really, you know, I don't know if I had much concerns or anything like that.
Yeah.
I guess my biggest concern was, you know, affording it at the time. The money was my biggest concern for me. So that's what, all I had to really work around. I probably would have went sooner if I had the money.
Right. Oh, fantastic. And since then, how's it played into your life as far as your interactions with other men? Have you introduced men to this, and what's their reaction?
Yeah, well, I totally try to introduce. Every man that knows me probably has gotten an invitation at some point in time, whether it's a text message or on Facebook or in person. And I continue to do that, and I will continue it, and just because I love the work, I think it's so crucial for, you know, any man's development as a man, you know. And so far, I've had one really good brother, friend of mine, go through it, and it's been awesome. I super really 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 want to get my you know, younger brothers to go, and so it's just about a lot of times it's, you know, it's either time or money with people, and you know, I'm just not attached to it, but I keep on putting out the offer, you know.
Nice. Well, with five younger brothers, you could almost have a Krieger weekend.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
To your own weekend. Well, so much of the work, and I've been speaking with other men in this interview series, so much of the work happens on the weekend. Then the real maintenance and deeper growth happens in the I groups. Are you currently in an I group, and what's that experience play in your life?
I have been sitting in I group for most of this year, but I recently, my wife and I just moved to this new area where there's not too many I groups too close to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm missing the I group because it's been such good work, such good connection, and bonding and learning about being a man in reflection of other men from all walks of life and different diversities and stuff like that. So it's been super awesome.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get to work that back into your weekly schedule. Sounds like it was important.
I totally will.
Yeah. So how have you changed your life since your weekend and bringing all this kind of new awareness and work into your life? Have you changed?
You know, I mentioned that, you know, we just moved. And so basically I've been a automotive window tinter for probably the last 10, 12 years. Mm. And for the last 10 or 12 years, my heart and my soul have been crying out for something more fulfilling at a soul deeper level, you know? Mm. I feel like I have so much more to offer and so much more to give back to the world and to people out there. And I basically just felt trapped in the income of window tinting, you know, and making a living. And so through going to my weekend and to the I groups and the support of other men and everything, I was able to make the decision with my wife to move to another area, which gave me the biggest excuse to let go of my window tinting business.
Wow.
Because I can't transfer my customers, my customer base, and all that. I mean, I could start all over new, but it's a good excuse to let it go completely.
Wow.
So, for me, I'm going after, you know, what my heart longs for, and, you know, I want to do something I'm passionate about for a living. And so, you know, at the moment, it's a tiny bit in limbo, but, you know, I've made that big step that has been so hard to do for all these years of letting go of that.
Wow.
And so much of it has been trusting my wife, you know, that, you know, we could pull it off together financially, and, you know, I'm supporting her and her business and all that. What was the question again?
Jeremy. I just asked how you've changed your life since then, and you went into you decided to embrace passion is what it sounds like.
Yeah, totally. I wanted to also add that, you know, I've been wanting to do a lot of traveling, and that decision to move and let go of my business, it was like literally the next day that I made that decision to move and let go of my business, the universe like answered in a weird way by another window tinting company called me up and asked me if I wanted to go travel around the world tinting a cruise ship for almost a month and a half.
Oh my gosh.
And all around the world. So I got to go, you know, all over Europe and, Italy and Rome and Spain and Greece and Venice. And, it's just amazing, awesome experience that I just did recently. So
wow.
That's, I think, been a huge part, you know, in playing in, you know, just like all the little things lining up, you know.
Yeah.
For me, so.
Like a little encore on your whole business. Like, get the
check.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really exciting to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, my relationship is awesome. My wife loves that I go to the MKP events, and she's just totally stoked every time I come back. She just loves my energy and my presence, and you know, she says I'm cuter.
Well, you know, I think men, I've heard from a lot of men at the weekends, we come back as the men that women always wanted.
Exactly.
And that
strong
energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's fantastic. In closing this, I just want to ask you, you know, men who are listening to this interview series have opted into a 12 interview series, and they've said, I want to hear from men who do this. So what could you tell a man that you meet who's thinking about maybe taking this step in his life?
Oh man, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I so wish that you know, whoever's listening, that you make the commitment to yourself, you take that step. It's such a blessing and an experience to go through. I think it's a foundation for any man from all walks of life. You know, I think that, you know, like I said, I think earlier, you know, money or time is usually the big factor that will play, you know, in what we call maybe excuse of not coming. And, you know, just to push us, I mean, the rest of life is always going to be there, you know what I mean? And this is such a impactful, transformational experience that will help you in the rest of life. And I encourage people to put a little bit more up on their priority list to make it happen. Because it's just so important, I feel, is my judgment, and you know, I have such a passion for it. I mean, you know, MKP is so much about integrity, and I believe that, you know, so much of the world, you know, when we all live with integrity, it's just, you know, there's trust in the world, and there's just love in the world, and it's coming from just a good place, And it's just, you know, we're here to make the world a better place, I feel. So, yeah, I mean, I super highly encourage it.
And I
hope to see you there, whoever's listening.
Yeah, I hear that, man. And, Jeremy, that's really so much of what you just said reflects my feelings I have around this work, which is why I really wanted to develop this interview series, just to get the voices of men who are actually doing this in their life and living this way and modeling this way of being to their families and their friends. So thank you so much for your time, Jeremy.
One real quick thing
Please.
Is coming to me, because what one of my good friends and mentor, Tony Benici, that I mentioned earlier, said to me at one point is, he went through his weekend when he did, and then since then he staffed so many weekends. And when he adds up all those weekends, you know, up and puts together all the men that have been in those weekends, he says, where else can you go and meet, hundreds of men that stand in integrity,
Oh, man.
I mean, where else can you go to do that, and have that, connection and that support and, and make, just make those friendships and connections with people is, it's just amazing. So,
I just
want to add that.
Yeah, thank you. And you said a great thing in your closing there about, encouraging men to step into it. And I had a friend ask me once, well, what if I don't like it? I said, Sunday afternoon, you can forget you did it.
Yeah.
if you really, really want to. So anyway, Jeremy, I just want to thank you so much for your time. Incredible talk. And just great to hear your passion around this and how you're changing your life because of this way of living. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.